looking forward to training, I'd say, tonight, Lee Chin. He's just very fit anyway. Thank God. I suppose fitness is a key element of any sportsman, but had your share of old niggles and injuries, but you seem to be injury-free at the moment. Earlier in the winter, you were a little bit injured, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm injury-free, Liam. The couple of weeks leading into the National League was about just getting your body conditioned enough to get into the games that were going to come ticking fast, and prepared very well, and we've finished up in the league now, so I'm happy enough to have gotten through the five games injury-free, and just looking forward to the championship now.
We were just talking before we turned on the mic, and you were saying this is your 10th year now between football and hurling, and you'll have had your 100th game, I think, your next game against Laois.
Yeah, this is my 10th season.
Hard to believe it, isn't it?
At intercounty level, yeah. Just look, it does go by very fast, but I'm still only 28. The last day I was here, when I lined out against Dublin, I think I was informed that it was my 99th game representing Wexford Hurlers, and I think the next game could be my 100th appearance. So I'm if I get a starter, I get a game, Liam. But I mean, you know, it's a nice one. It's special, and it's a special mark, yeah.
Yeah, you started with the footballers, decent team that time, and I think you played dual 1 year, did you? The first year, maybe second year?
Yeah, my first year at Wexford Football was in 2012 and Jason Ryan was there. The year previous to that, the Wexford Footballers were actually in a Leinster final. They were beaten narrowly by Dublin in Croke Park. And in 2012, he asked me into the panel, and I just liked their setup. I thought it was very matured in terms of, I think it was his fifth year, and the group was, you know, they were knocking on the door of winning a bit of silverware, and I thought the setup was very professional. So I decided to join the panel, and I really enjoyed that year. And the following year, I decided to do the dual. Liam Dunn was strongly interested in having me into the panel, and he was willing to give me a chance, considering I was going to play a bit of football that year too. But look, it was something that I just wanted to achieve, I suppose, representing both of them, representing Wexford Hurlers and footballers in the 1 year, and it's something that I'd done for a year, but it wasn't going to last too much longer than that. And so since 2013, I've fully committed to the Hurlers, yeah.
And obviously hurling is a more difficult game to play. How did you hone your skills at hurling, having switched?
You see, it wasn't the case that I just stopped hurling. I was hurling just as much as anybody, particularly with the club, throughout 2012, and I was still hurling underage under 21 stuff for Wexford, so there was still a high level of hurling I was playing at with Wexford. And sure, in 2013 was when we won the first Leinster under 21 also, so I found it an easy transition, considering there was a lot of conditioning there, intercounty conditioning from Wexford Football. It's a matter of fine tuning, I suppose, the hurling skills and getting up to the standard that the intercounty senior players were at. And, you know, when I was there, and the lads were very helpful and great with me that way when I committed to the panel.
You could have made it at soccer, couldn't you?
I don't know. It'd be easy for me to say, yeah, I would. I was half decent and I had a good attitude, and it'd be easy for me to say, yeah, I could have made it here or there, but it's a long time ago now. But I did enjoy my soccer days, and yeah, look, I had ambitions and I had desires. If I'd have maybe stayed at it, God knows what would have happened, but I went down the hurling route, and I'm delighted and happy with my decision.
And you played under a few managers, and Davey, now it's hard to believe he's here 5 years. Obviously, there's a bond there between ye and the team. And is there more of a bond because you were joint captain? You've more contact with him, I suppose, yourself and Matthew?
I just think it's the people we are, Davey and us as people as well. We fit like a hand in a glove, you know. It's the relationship here is very strong. The bond is very strong. And his time here in Wexford, we've gotten very close. Everyone on the panel, I've gotten close to Davey, and like, he's done some fantastic work, and he's just great with everyone individually. So, like, 5 years is a long time too to get to know somebody. You know, Davey wears his heart on his sleeve, so he's very upfront and honest with guys, and everyone here respects him for that.
Do you feel, you know, when you go out to hurl for Wexford, is there that little bit of extra pressure and expectation? I know it's been difficult because there's been no fans for the last 18 months, which is probably that roar you don't hear, that wonderful Wexford roar you don't hear. Has that affected you, do you think?
Of course, Liam, we're missing the fans. All around the country, we're missing the fans. Look, even to watch a game on the TV without the fans doesn't quite seem the same. But when you're stuck in the heat of battle there, it's not something you're very, very conscious of, do you know what I mean? But like, you're very used to going out and playing games, I suppose, with your club, or in practice games or behind closed doors with your county. Somewhat familiar with the atmosphere, but it's not something you dream of as a young fella, I suppose, going out on championship day and playing in an empty stadium. You know, that's not something you envision when you're a young kid. But look, it is what it is at the moment. We're just following procedures, but soon I think that the fans will be allocated back to the games, and day that I'm really looking forward to.
It was wonderful winning a Leinster title, wasn't it? You saw, coming back to the fans, we saw what it meant to them and to you as a group. And I suppose COVID came then, it was hard to drive on after that, wasn't it? And yeah, it has been hard.
Yeah, like 2019 was a brilliant year. You know, we found we matured as a group, and the time that Davey had put into us for the 3 years, 17, 18 and then 19, we started reaping the benefits. You know, it does, these things do take time, there is a process, and 2019 was great, and obviously we were looking to build on it in 2020, the following year. But yeah, there was a couple of things that would have, you know, stalled a little bit of momentum in terms of obviously being COVID and you didn't have a conventional year. And, you know, we were going okay in the league that year in particular as well. We were doing okay. And yeah, look, it would have been interesting to see how maybe we would have transitioned, I suppose, into Championship. But at the end of the day, everyone faced the same difficulties last year with COVID striking. And yeah, look, it just didn't work out for us in the end, you know. But look, it's something that we look to put right this year.
I suppose collectively, if, as a group, you take pressure off each other. But how did you handle that defeat against Tipperary, for argument's sake, as an individual? You know, everybody said you could have won and perhaps could have played Kilkenny in the All-Ireland final.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of games gone down through the history with any team in the country that, you know, they should have won or should have, would have, could have. And in Ireland, I suppose, nearly every game, particularly in All-Ireland semi-finals or All-Ireland finals, quarter-finals, they're all tight games because they're very, very high-quality teams that are playing in those stages of the championship. So everything that's not marginally beat by a point or two, I suppose, in those stages of the competition in the All-Ireland, you're going to come out with, we could have done this and that, and we could have won it here and this year, we could have won it there. I suppose for ourselves in particular, it was just the fact that we were 5 points up with maybe 15 minutes to go that made it look like we were in the driving seat. But at the end of the day, you can't take your eye off the ball again, a quality side like Tipperary. And I thought we dealt with it quite well. We put it behind us fairly well. I know it didn't seem that way in 2020, but it was just the unconventional year and the COVID and things just didn't work out for us. Look, at I think 2019 was a year that we learned a lot from. We got some silverware. Like I said, mentioned earlier, we matured as a group and we kind of got that winning feeling. And, you know, we came back in 2020 hungry, but it just didn't translate over into the championship for us. This year now, I can see that hunger and desire are still there. So yeah, look, a lot of guys are still looking to prove themselves and including myself, and we're just really looking forward to, you know, getting stuck into the championship now with the quick turnaround.
Well, it must be difficult for you and any player when you're in the own home, when you reflect on something like that.
Yeah, like, look, at I obviously in the public it was, you know, deemed, you know, geez, we left it behind us and things like that. But yeah, these things happen in sport, you know.
Move on and get over it.
Yes, of course. Yeah, there's a winner and there's a loser, and the longer you're just going to sit there and whine or sit on your laurels of being beaten in an All-Ireland semi-final, it'll take you longer to get back to another one. So you got to just put these things behind you in sport, and we're well used to that as well, you know what I mean? We're well used to being able to put things behind us and move on to the next challenge, the next goal. And look, 2019 is 2 years ago now, so we're just really looking forward to this year's championship.
Yeah, it's kind of, the league is kind of a glorified practice games, weren't they? You know, and Davey admitted that, and some of the lads, he's used 30 players. You know, you've been there now so long. How do you feel you are now as you head into the championship in 10 days' time?
Personally, I feel good, and I think as a group we're okay. I think we're going okay. Like, we struggled at the start of the league with a couple of guys picking up little niggles and injuries, and it was always going to happen with the fact that it was just quickly into competition, you know, with a short turnaround of getting back to collective training. So a lot of lads are coming back from injury now. I know some guys picked up injuries throughout the National League. The league was great. It's a great competition, and particularly this year was a great competition for getting yourself ready for Championship. It is a quick turnaround. It's not like any other year where you play, you get 4 weeks off to go back to your clubs, and then you might get 2 or 3 weeks to prepare again afterwards. It's just straight into Championship, and I think it's been great preparation, and we've got a lot out of it. A lot of new guys got a go. Some guys were tried out in different positions, including myself was tried in a couple of different positions, and I think we got a good bit out of the league. Finished second. We would have liked to have competed maybe or gave ourselves a chance of winning the league, you know, but unfortunately that just didn't happen. But we're happy enough what we got out of the league.
Yeah. In terms of your favourite position now, where would you like to play?
Somewhere.
Because you're capable of playing anywhere, really.
Somewhere. Look at Liam, on the field, anywhere is where I want to be playing. You
just
know,
be on the team sheet.
Just be on the team sheet is a privilege, you know, and I don't ever take that for granted. But if you were to ask, like, where on a position or on a field is my kind of where I just like to be in the thick of the action, really. You know, I like to be out the field somewhere in the half hour line or midfield. You know, just in the thick of it. That's not my call. And if
wherever
I'm told to go, I'll go. Yeah.
And in terms of free taking duty, now it's a tough one. You know, you've missed a few, and every free taker does. Does that put that little bit of extra pressure on you as you go out on the field, knowing that you're going to have to take the frees?
No, not really. I think I was assigned to free taking duties 2019. It's continued on till today, and I wasn't an underage free taker or dominant free taker ending in my younger days. Pretty much happened through the club, where we were kind of struggling to find a free taker, and I put my head down, worked hard, and I got myself to a level that I was worthy enough of hitting for my club. And maybe a couple of days that I went well for my club, then it transitioned into, you know, being considered in Wexford to hit the freeze. And 2019 was when Davey made the call. And yeah, look, I've had obviously a couple of off days, but I think every free taker does. But I found over the last couple of years of hitting freeze, you can let the freeze get the best of you, and you can let him add more pressure. But I think it's about developing a mindset. You know, you separate both of them. It's a specialised game. You're kind of in it on your own, I suppose, in some ways. But I think it's about creating a mentality that you separate both of them, because if you let one affect the other, it's a double disaster. So look, I'm just happy enough to be still considered as a free taker here, and all I need is the support of the lads and Davey and the backroom team, and that's good enough for me.
Now, Laois, next week, it's a dicey one in a way, isn't it? You know, because you're going into it, those games where you're expected to win are always the hardest, I feel, for players.
Yeah, they are always the hardest, always the most difficult to deal with. But here's the way I'm addressing it, and I look at it like this, Liam. I've often been involved with Wexford where I've been at the end of a beating like that, at the end of a beating that we beat Laois by 19 points in the National League. This is the first game of the National League this year, and I've often been at the end of those beatings. Straight away, when you get into the dressing room afterwards, you're low, you're wondering where you're going, and you have, I suppose, a conversation with yourself and the lads that if we get our chance again, you know, there'll be a better performance, we'll react a bit better the next day, you know. So definitely expecting a big reaction from Laois next weekend. That game where we played them only a couple of weeks ago here in Wexford Park, it's not a true reflection. It was their first game in the National League. It was also their first game in the National League, and there was a lot of different things tried out in that game, experimenting things and maybe putting on new guys and trying new guys. And I think we scored like 2-5 in the last 5 or 10 minutes that made the scoreboard look, you know, a bit more of a convincing win. But up till the end, the game was fairly, you know, ebbing and flowing, and we weren't really pulling. It was only the last few minutes we pulled away in the game, so it's not really a true reflection of how that game actually went, the 19-point victory. But I've been at the end of those beatings, and you'd be only waiting for another chance to have a crack at whoever it was that beat you, you know.
Before I go, I just want to mention your sponsors. I know that. Donoghue's sponsor your car, and you're also involved with Centra.
Yeah, Donoghue's been looking after me for the last year and a bit, and they're a great crowd to be working with, and they've some fantastic people up there working in their store, and I'm just grateful to be getting the support from them, and just delighted with how they treat me and everything, and you know, throughout the last year and stuff. So when there hasn't been a whole lot going on either, you need people like that supporting you, you know, and the lads have done it, and I'm absolutely delighted with the treatment of them. I suppose this with Centra at the moment also is a big one. I've been working with Centra now for the last number of years, and it's been great, and I love the initiative that they're going with this year with Community Matters, their campaign and the competition that they're launching as well that goes live today. But yeah, Centra is all about community, you know what I mean? There's a Centra in every community in Ireland almost, I'd imagine, and I just love working with them. They're very easy to get on with, and I just really like what they're doing now at the moment.
You have a lovely training top. Final question. You have a lovely training top. And it's a thank you to all the nursing home staff, all the hospital staff, all the nurses. It's a beauty. And it says loads of people love to get their hands on it. You have all the names of the nursing homes and hospitals and all on it. So it's a nice initiative.
It's a great initiative. And I heard about it a couple of months ago, and I wondered and tried to imagine what the jersey would look like. And now that it's here, it's really something to look at. And the jersey is full of the names of the people on the front line, and the front line workers. And we'll never be able to thank them enough for what they've done for us over the last year a bit. And you know, they'll continue to do that work afterwards as well with very little thanks, you know what I mean? So I'm just proud, and I'm delighted to I suppose have their name represented on the jersey that we'll train in.
Well, I really appreciate your time. The best of luck now in the next couple of weeks in the championship. Let's hope we'll win some silverware this year.
Thanks, Liam. We'll give it a shot anyway.